May have been away from each other for a while since one went to the SEC in the Big Ten. But the Mizzou hate on the program is still alive from y'all out there.
Yeah, any emails?
Trent says, who is a Mizzou guy, said, took my 10-year-old to the Cotton Bowl. Incredible. True contender. Draft this weekend and be full of Mizzou dudes.
They have dudes?
Touche.
They won the game. Can't Touché. Apologize for that.
And then to counterbalance, would you like to read an email we got on the discussion about Mizzou football?
John, who emails me fairly often. Thank you, John. You can't properly pronounce Missouri when you are missing teeth. You breathe through your mouth, and your parents are first cousins.
Just one time. Split Arrowhead in half.
Let's make it happen. Rule can make it happen.
A lot of reference to the dental work of Missouri fans, too, that I'm noticing. It's kind of a common theme right now.
Well, you know, meth has an effect on one's mouth and teeth, as Walt and Jesse taught us.
I don't even remember this type of angst when we saw the old Iowa game.
That's because in the Big 8, there was hate. In the Big 12, there was disdain.
Yeah, you're right.
There are characters. Drinkwitz is from a different time. He's Norm Stewart. He's Billy Tubbs.
Hey, so there's some disdain out on the streets of Omaha about Fred Hoiberg and his in-state recruiting. Frankie Fiddler goes to Michigan State. William Kyle III goes to UCLA. Checky Hepburn to Louisville. So only one of those, I think, was reciprocal. Well, let me put it this way. I think only one there was a true, man, we got a shot here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, with William Kyle.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he goes to UCLA. And so on the street, once again, the Nebraska men's basketball program is being crushed on that they can't recruit Omaha. Now, I will tell you this. There have been missteps along the way. I mean, Tim was not good. Of recruiting Omaha, and then a rope just burned the bridge and the whole town burned down in terms of attention towards Nebraska and sending prospects there. Fred has come in, and over the last 2 years, I give him credit for this. Him and Nate Lesner have recruited this area really well, and they've recruited it smartly. But they're outside of Bynum, there has not been a Big Ten prospect. Look at Chucky and WK3, were not recruited by Power 6 schools out of high school. So it wasn't like, you know, Nebraska missed on them originally. But they are recruiting Amari Bynum. And they're very aggressive. And again, in the last 2 years, I think Nebraska's done a better job in this town. But kids in this town, if they're going to stay in state, they're going downtown.
Yeah.
They know they're going to go to the NCAA tournament. They know they're going to play high-profile games. It can't be just, hey, we won 23 last year, went to the NCAA tournament. You're going to have to build that back. But they've started to be seen more, so they've worked hard in the last 2 years. But how about if you were telling me, and again, Fred was in home. Fred worked hard on WK3. I mean, he did everything right, except for it wasn't UCLA. Yeah. And probably the finances. UCLA got very aggressive. They wanted a guy. They got him, and, you know, WK3 is going to, you know, be happy, and that's the most important thing where he is. But it's not like Nebraska, like, dropped the ball. I mean, Fred was in home. They worked it hard to get his commitment because they wanted him. So they're getting knocked. How about Fred's pivot of, you people think I can't recruit Omaha? Well, you're out there playing checkers. I'm playing chess. How about the move, and it's not a Fred Hoiberg move, but you're going to see what I'm getting at, with Derek Walker. And Derek Walker and Amari Bynum, who will not be at Omaha Bryan, who is going to be at Link Academy, a prep school.
I didn't know about this. No.
So Derek Walker, who's from Kansas City, mm-hmm. when he was playing basketball before he went to Tennessee and then Nebraska, he was with MoCan Elite. Derek Walker is coaching back in Kansas City, and it's one of the more well-known AAU programs. The MoCan Elite team, guess who's playing with MoCan Elite again this summer?
Who? Bynum?
Amari Bynum.
Wow.
So there you go. Fred's like, hey,
getting some alums involved.
Hey, you may not like me being in home and you respond that way, but I'm going to try the next thing, and that is have a guy who loves Nebraska basketball. D-Walk loves Nebraska basketball. Happens to be back at a place where he's coaching. And, oh, by the way, a Nebraska recruit, is playing there. So if Nebraska doesn't get Amari Bynum, blame it on Derek Walker.
You got to blame somebody else.
But I'm here to tell you, they're recruiting better. They're smarter, is probably the way. I'm not going to say better because they haven't really been.
Yeah.
They're recruiting smarter in Omaha, and they're more visible than they have been really in probably Fred's first 3 years. It just, you know, they lost a guy they wanted, and now you pivot and you move on to the next one.
Yeah, that was the feeling last night was, okay, that sucks, but who's next? Who else are you looking at? Who else could potentially make their way over? And I know there's the Northern Illinois, I guess you'd consider him a big, about 6'8", but seems, and maybe you have better intel on this one than I do, it seems like a guy that's a little bit more kind of like rink mast, is more of a stretch guy than what would be a lane clogger. But that's, for me personally, if I can see that the effort's there, and you're just going to lose out on some guys, that's just going to happen. But if the effort's there, you've done everything you can to get the guy, and you still, at the end of the day, you don't get him, but you do have a plan in place to address it, knowing full well that nothing's 100%, and you can pivot from that, that's all you can ask for right now. I mean, that's the thing where we're not surprised when anything happens, even when it seems that all the momentum is carrying this person to a certain school, then they make that decision, it doesn't go your way. How are you able to recover, respond, and obviously address a major need with that lineup right now when it comes to finding a Big Ten, a legitimate Big Ten big that Nebraska needs? That's the question. And so, yeah, I'm fine with the efforts, and that's the thing. And I remember when Tim Miles was here, you just didn't hear a lot about those the plan that they were when recruiting the Metro, recruiting the state. And so if you're getting that effort, if you have the better plan, like you said, bet smarter, if you're doing that smarter, eventually you're going to get those guys, and then you hope there can be a domino effect in years to come.
Yep. And they're going to go through a little bit of a stretch here where there's no like bona fide power six guy that's in Omaha. So, but it'll be interesting. You're going to spend the whole summer with Derek Walker. Good for D-Walk, because I think that's what he would like to get into, is coaching.
Grease will involve somehow too.
No, I think Sam was back. I don't know if Sam has gone back overseas to play again. They have weird seasons over in Europe.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you when they start and what it ends compared to where you are right now. He's probably playing. I think there's basketball going on right now.
All right. Brian Edwards is coming up next on 1620 The Zone.